tidied your bedroom and cut some cheese slightly too thick.
Rufus Hound hears more embarrassing teenage tales, featuring John Finnemore.
My mood is precarious.
Annika Rice.
Bonavance for supper had a strange dream about Jerry.
And beginning with the diary of Debbie McGee.
Matthew took me to the Plough, where we met Jerome and Jane. Lots of laughs. Didn't get home till 2 a.m.
My Teenage Diary on BBC Radio 4 begins next Tuesday evening at 6:30.
And back to this evening on Radio 4, and time to open the shutters on our corner shop comedy, Fags, Mags and Bags. This week, the launch of the West of Scotland Community Choir Off leads to frayed tempers in Lindsay.
Fags, Mags and Bags, written by Sanjeev Kohli and Donald McCleary. Episode 2, Schrodinger's Birkenstock Interface Situation.
Why are you filming me, Sanjay?
Aye, he's only given the Super Soaker its annual dusting slash wet wiping. Nothing to see here.
That's where you're wrong, Dave. It's hashtag YouTube Gold.
Me, your dad, giving the Super Soaker its annual dusting is hashtag YouTube Gold?
Totespot! We're thinking that we could pure slow down the clip of Dad holding our Super Soaker and pure put the Schindler's List theme on it. It could pure blow up the internet.
Right, so this is what passes for entertainment for the whatever generation.
Yeah, totespots. Or we could speed it up and put Yakety Sax on it.
Totespots.
Stop saying totespots.
Oofed. I must say, most things are funny sped up with Yakety Sax on it. Apart from my mum's funeral, that was a bridge too far, Sanji.
It's what she would have wanted.
She wanted Dancing with Tears in My Eyes by Ultravox.
So, Gribo. Is it Gribo this week?
Nah, Mr. Ramesh. Me and Sanji have got new handles for Twitter and Instagram and SpeakMe and YouTube.
I'm Cookie Monster and Gribo is the Thigh Master.
You do have big thighs at that. No offence.
Nah, I'm known for it. I have to buy my trousers on the internet.
Why have you called yourself Thigh Master then? Does that not draw attention to your gargantuan leg meats? None taken.
I'm owning it. It's all about the ownership, to challenge perceptions and racism and that. I'm not just some big thighs.
That's the thing, isn't it, Gribo? I mean, Thigh Master, ownership. You have to take ownership of your thighs.
Yeah, just like you're totes down with the fact that you look like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah! What? Is that why I'm called that?
Yeah. Why, what did you think?
I thought it was because I like biscuits and that.
No.
Do I look like the Cookie Monster?
Yes, son. Your grandfather also resembled the Cookie Monster. It skipped a generation.
You do have a look at the Cookie Monster, to be fair to ourselves.
Yeah, well, you look like Mrs. Doubtfire, bitch.
I know. That got me upgraded on a British Midlands flight.
Yeah, Broseph. You took ownership of your Doubtfire resemblance. It's all about the ownership.
Cookie Monster, are you not going to tell Time Master here to stop saying ownership?
Shut up, Dad.
Don't tell him to shut up. He's cleaning a Super Soaker.
Oh, was that the bishop at the door?
Do you mean, do I need a Rudy Tutus, Ramesh?
No, David, it's not a euphemism, although I can imagine why you thought it was.
It's
the bishop at the door, the little poo-poo smoke at the bum at the door. Oh, I need a big poo. That's right.
He's hovering. Are you hovering, Bishop?
Oh, my God, I wish I was hovering, Dave. Now, that would be classed as a miracle, wouldn't it? A hovering bishop. Mind you, better than John the Baptist facing a barbecue, Pringle. And that got Bishop Storford a ticket to the Vatican, believe it or not. All expenses paid. I've never liked him. Thinks his choir is all this and all that. Honestly, one song's a praise, one. You could even see Alan Jones drifting off with his brutal chat. And his whisker's breath, for that matter. Deadbeat.
Oofed. I thought you bishops were all pals.
Oh, not with that idiot, Davy. He's got me on the back foot as well, you know. Because of the big choir off.
Ah, yes, yes. The West of Scotland Regional Choir Off. We are looking forward.
You might be onto plums there. I've lost my choir.
What?
Yes, they're on a coach tour of Iceland. And wouldn't you know it, Ashcloud.
Oh, no, dear.
OMG, Ashcloud? That's so 2010.
Ownership.
So anyway, that's them, stuck in Reykjavik for a week. I wouldn't have minded, but it wasn't even a religious trip. No monasteries or cathedrals or statues with eyes with blood and gore and things coming out of them and what have you. Oh, it was all geezers and Bjork's first flat and, you know, that hotel made of ice, believe it or not. Anyway, so the long and short of it is, I'm needing a replacement choir for Sunday.
Here he is. Why don't you put one together?
Well, because I won't be there. I'm going to a stag do in Prague, of all places. It's all paid for. The roof will have to wait another 6 months, I'm afraid.
The bishops go on stag do's, then?
Of course we do. We're not robots, you know. So can I put this poster up somewhere?
Of course, huh? Lindsay must have acquired. Your poster will receive long shrift. I shall place your poster next to the sun-bleached crocodile who has dispensed advice on dental caries prevention for quite some time now.
Oh, come on, crocodiles dispensing dental advice, idiots. I mean, just because they got more teeth than us, that doesn't make them an authority on teeth, does it? If that was the case, my sister would be an authority on warts, which she isn't. Oh, God, I'm annoyed. And the poor crocodiles and my sister, they get it tight, don't they? Problem is, who do I confess to? Nobody thinks of that, do they? Right, I'm away. Bish about.
Bye, Bish. CCFN, Bish. You should have filmed that, boys. That was some quality chat. I've never made that link before, but the Bish was bang on.
Nah, gibberish.
No offence, Dave. Your chat there is in the meme ballpark. But what we really need is a short, sharp, memorable soundbite, which means both everything and nothing.
Hello, Ramesh. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Mrs.
Hello,
Big.
Mrs. Big.
Sanjay.
Cookie Monster.
Grebo, is it?
Thigh Master, actually.
Oh, you have got big thighs. And it's very big of you to admit it.
What can we help you for, Mrs. Big?
I'm just in for me chomp and me grazie.
Oh, say that again. Right, and that is that. Dunzo.
Oh, right, are we allowed to have a goosey-goosey this thing?
No way, Dad.
Yeah, Mr. Ramesh, it's going online anyway. Global, baby.
Yes, Dad, it's going online anyway. Global, baby. Sick.
Chomp and a grazie. Chomp and a grazie. Chomp and a grazie. Chomp and a grazie. Chomp and a grazie.
Right, and this is going to set the internet on fire, is it?
Oh, Mrs. Burkett! Mrs. Burkett, she's funny. Film her.
We could make you an internet sensation, Mrs. Burkett.
No, thank you very much. Celebrity is not for me. I had enough of that in the 80s.
Oh, that's right. Blankety blank.
Ah, that's right, huh? You got down to the Super Match Game.
Super Match Game.
Super Match Game.
Super Match Game.
Doof. Didn't you, isn't it?
Yes. I inadvertently expectorated a locket at Duncan Norvell. Right into his face, he was raging.
Sake. Who's Duncan Norvell?
80s comic, Sanji. A mainstay of the game shows, never far from Lorraine Chase. They used to stick him top right on blankety blank. Catchphrase, chase me.
So, you spat a lozenge at said Norvell?
Yes. Well, I had an inflamed uvula.
Ha uvula.
Why are you so tickled by my uvula? That's nobody's business. The point is, I had an irritated throat and I popped a lozenge and I coughed and Norvell gets it right between the eyes. Doof!
Oh, dear. I mean, he's not my cup of the month, but he didn't deserve a locket to the face.
That wasn't even the worst of it, though. I was accused of a hate crime.
What?
Yes. Homophobia, if you please. I mean, as if. I didn't even know men pumped each other. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, idiot.
Ownership.
Yes, well, it was never broadcast, but it got leaked to Peter Tatchell and his cronies. So that was them in my front garden shouting, "We're queer and we're here," and shoving Bronski Beat cassettes through my letterbox.
But is Duncan Norvell even gay?
I don't think he is. I think he just genuinely enjoys being chased.
Well, that's the whole point. He wasn't gay. It was a non-gay that I locketed, if that's a word. Inadvertently at that. Did I get an apology from Tatchell? No! I got hate mail for a year. So if that's fame, you can stick it in your flower pot and give it to Janice Gannis.
Is that a saying? Is Janice Gannis from a nursery rhyme?
No! Why does everything have to be from a nursery rhyme? Janice Gannis is a real person. She's a brown owl.
Racist.
A new poster. Oh, the Bishop's Choir. Oh, there's an opening.
Yes, there are several openings, Mrs. B. The Lindsay Choir are stuck in Iceland, currently huddled around 117-pound hostel pills on a trestle table carved from a glacier.
Hello, Ramesh. Hello, Dave.
Hello, lovely Sue.
Hello, Cookie Monster. Hello, Thigh Master. I'm all over that, boys.
Valid.
Mrs. Burkett.
Mrs. Burkett, all of a sudden, very good.
Oh, a choir. Oh, I love choirs.
Oh,
I love singing.
What?
I know, it's my thing. Singing, ringing. Like Derek says, sandwich. Except that's not his thing. His thing is running at mirrors in IKEA.
Here he is.
I know. What's he like? He got it into his head that if he ran fast enough at a mirror, he would be transported into another dimension. So, running into mirrors, that's Derek's current thing.
Oh, really? I heard Derek's thing was sending feces to Jamiroquai in a misguided attempt to advance the Middle East peace process.
You leave my Derek out of it.
Ladies, ladies, stand down. You need to be cordial if you're going to be in a choir together.
Oh, no. You're not joining the choir, are you?
Oh, I certainly am.
Why are you always stealing my ideas?
Excuse me. I saw the poster first with the very eyes that God gave me.
She's always stealing my ideas. The book group, the crafternoon, the hip-hop dancing.
To be fair, lovely Sue, they were all quite zeitgeisty.
Oh, that's annoyed me. Not the word zeitgeisty, although that wouldn't have been my first choice. Right, well, I'm not joining a choir that she's joining. Breaking news, I'm starting my own choir. Choir Splinter Group.
Oh, no. Come on, lovely Sue, huh? Why can't you put your personal dis-things aside? For the sake of the choir? Ebony and Ivory?
Nah. She called my cat Beansy a dick.
Well, he is.
Oh, I'm going to storm out now. I'll come back later for my double-decker. I don't know why I bother. I don't even like nougat. Nothing personal, you understand, boys.
None taken.
BTW, your stupid cat Biscuits looks like a fud in that tricorn hat.
Oh, right. I don't have to stand here and take this. I'm storming out now.
It was my idea to storm out. Why are you always stealing my ideas?
Hey, is that me? I'll not wear that cardigan again. I look like Pingu.
Well, we can CGI you a new cardigan.
Can you firm up me bangers as well? It looks like they've gone south for the winter.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an app for that.
Sick.
Well, if you can raise me titties, it's a green light from me.
So, how many hits, Sanji?
19.
And how many of them are you?
Oh, shut up, you pure waitress token.
OMG. Recycle chat.
Upcycle chat, actually.
Actually's my chat, actually.
Aye, well, OMG's my chat, you doofus turdoid. That's 20 hits now, in your face.
Ah, Bishop, thank God. Come in.
He's hovering again.
Come inside, Bishop. We are an equal opportunity retailer.
We had a Nazi in here the other day buying a Vi-Leader supermop.
It's nothing. It's just that, well, I've noticed a bit of grass poking out the side of me Birkenstocks. I think I may or may not have trodden some doings, but I don't want to look. It's a bit like the Schrodinger's cat thing. If I don't know about it, it hasn't happened, even though it has. But at the same time, though, I don't want to be treading dog dirt through your lovely shop. So, anyway, I was just wondering if there's been any response to the old choir poster. Oh, mobile laser eye surgery. Has that ever come to anything, Ramesh?
No, Bish. People seem reluctant to get their eyes done in the back of a van, stationary or not.
And where's my choir poster gone, by the way?
Mrs. Burkett took it down.
Did she do that?
Oh, Bishop! Bishop! Just a man! Why are you hovering?
I got a bit of a Schrodinger's Birkenstock interface situation, if I'm being totally honest with you.
Oh, have you indeed? Very good. Season's greetings. Two things. Second thing first. That's your Y-fronts ironed. I've put them in a pile for you, colour-coded.
Oh, that's great. Did Tom Baker's face manage to weather the boy wash, by the way?
Oh, I thought that was Leo Sayer. Well, he survived anyway.
Anyway, putting my Y-fronts to one side for a minute.
Oh!
Right enough, fair enough. That is a rather unfortunate image I've conjured up there, but what's this about you taking my poster down? I spent ages colouring that in, you know. I had to dispense the old communion Scooby snacks with all that felt tip in my fingers.
Well, don't worry, Bishop. You don't need your posters anymore. It's all in hand. I've assembled a top-notch band of singers.
All right, smashing. Well, that saves me a job.
Well, not quite. We are still missing a baritone, and a little birdie told me. Well, Janice Gannis told me. She's a brown owl, don't you know?
Racist.
That yours truly is a baritone, aren't you, Bishop?
Stop right there. Bishop Briggs, would you like to join my choir?
Your choir, indeed? What business has she got starting a choir? She hasn't got the gravitas. I mean, could she carry off a beige turban, could she? Dave?
I'm standing right here.
I don't see why not. She's lovely.
Not with this brooch, she couldn't. I'd like to see that scrawny neck support this turban brooch combo. So, what do you think, Bishop? Are you in?
I asked him first.
No, you didn't. I mean, no, she didn't.
All you said was, are you in? That could mean anything like, are you in difficulties? Or, are you in the bath? Or, are you in the Jackson 5?
I'm asking him now. Bishop, would you like to join my choir?
Join my choir? We're doing Bohemian Rhapsody, Blackbird and Life on Mars.
You stealing stealer! Those are the three that I'm doing.
I picked them first.
No, you didn't.
I take it you're on Team Lovely Sue, Bishop.
Oh, get your claws out of him, Sue! I've ironed his wife fronts.
Ladies, please, look, I'm going to have to take myself out of the running here.
What?
Look, I can't be seen to be favouring either of you. I'm a bishop, a shepherd, you know, of humans. And everybody has to get equal shrift from me. Except, you know, the non-Catholics. I don't bother with them. They're none of my concern, to be honest with you. Don't get me wrong. I meet them at think tanks and garden centres and that sort of thing. And I'm perfectly civil to them. But I can't join either of your choirs because I'm going to a stag do. I've already put my deposit down for the quad bikes, the laser quest, and Naughty Netta, the Kung Fu stripper. I'm not quite sure what it involves or entails, but you have to wear a waterproof poncho, apparently.
Oh, I didn't think bishops went to stag do's.
Why wouldn't we? We're not robots, you know. I did paintball at Father Bunce's leaving do. Well, I say leaving do was actually an excommunication.
Well, at least you'll have clean pants for your laser quest, starched and ironed by yours truly, i.e. me.
Very good.
Yes, well, talking of which, I do feel a bit of an awkward morkward holding these laundered pants at the mouth of a shop. Sort of erodes the gravitas somewhat. So I'm Oski.
Oh, did you not wish to make a purchase, Bishop, or were you just in for a hovard?
Ah, yes, right enough. Do you have such a thing as a chump and a grazzi?
Of course, but not your usual, no? You're usually a Snickers and a Daily Star man waiting in the sky.
Aye, and you've just subscribed to Fatima Whitbread's World of Invertebrates. Free Platy Helminth with part one.
I know, but the thing is, my mouth's all shaped for a chump and a grazzi. Seven chumps I spotted at Mass this morning. And when I started doing my piece from the Corinthians, out came the Grazies.
Yeah,
the Catholic demographic, boy.
Yeah, I couldn't help but notice a smashing article about a woman who married the Falkirk Wheel. I don't suppose this is a freebie, is it?
No.
Right, you are. Cheerio, then. Oh, it was dog juice, right enough. Sorry about that.
We're walking in the air.
Actually.
Oh, who's that singing?
It's a look.
I heard him first.
It was my idea to hear him first.
I might be sniffing.
Right, how many boxes of chomps shall I get?
Oh, I don't know, Dave. I don't think history has ever recorded such a run on chomps and grazies.
Mind the Pyramid Run of 81?
Yes, but that was the Dallas effect, a direct result of J.R. Ewing consuming a pyramid triumphantly at the Oil Baron's Ball.
Never understood that. They had an Oil Baron's Ball every other week on Dallas. Good gig for the caterers, that. Steady work.
Yes. See, now the Pyramid Run...
Pyramid Run.
What?
I'm combining the words pyramid and run to,
Yes, indeed. Yes, the Pyramid Run, I understood. JR, iconic televisual figure, 18 million viewers, the man they love to hate, eats a pyramid. People wish to emulate this, ergo, they eat a pyramid. This I understand, but Mrs. Begg, who I am very fond of, Dave, is no JR Ewing.
Aye, well, it's the internet age, Ramesh. It's all up in its head. Parkinson lineup circa 1977. Cary Grant, Connolly and Bette Davies. He and both of them on a quiet day. Now, if Parkinson had a show, Sneezing Panda, that dog with its face tripping it, and a snake with a man inside it.
Ah, here she is, the talk of the parade.
Hello, Ramesh. Hello, Dave.
Enjoying our celebrity?
Certainly am. I got a free car wash out of it. Oh, and a bus driver actually made eye contact with us.
Oft.
Oh. Bus driver eye contact, huh? The holy grail of social interaction.
I know. And then he actually waited till I sat down before he pulled off. I mean, sometimes I chuck me outspans on the floor preemptively so as not to give them the satisfaction.
We've all done it.
I do wonder, though.
What, Mrs. B?
Well, is that all I am to the people? A chomp and a grazzi? I mean, I'm a very complicated person. I collect Star Trek plates. I'm a fan of Tottenham Hotspur. I've got a piercing in a very intimate place. Don't ask!
Is it your...
Oh, look! A lovely vintage car.
I can juggle three satsumas, I've got eczema, I've seen Wang Chung 17 times, and I was once acquitted of manslaughter on a technicality.
I did do it, though.
Is it not eczema?
Mrs. Beck, everyone in this room knows what a complex and wonderful person you are. However, this is the whatever generation. They have a 7-second attention span. You should be thankful you're noted for anything.
Aye, and BTW. Not even Joanna Lumley gets that kind of treatment on a bus. Unless there's a Gurkha driving it, you know.
Oh, they love the Gurkha. That Joanna Lumley
is. I know. Do you know what? I should just dry my eyes and enjoy being an internet sensation. Well, I'll have me chomp and me grazzi then.
Ah, well, you see now, I must be the bad news bearers, and I don't mean a Maverick children's baseball team. I mean a man telling you that we don't have any chomps and grazzis left.
Oh, do you not? Yeah, that's actually quite liberating. Don't tell the internet, but I think I was secretly going off chomps and grazzis. You can only look at so many adverts for tights.
Tights?
Do you know what? Give us a boost and a Bella.
Ah, lovely combo.
Aye, sounds like a lower-end CBeebies concern featuring Mr. Tumble, no doubt.
That'd be all of them, wouldn't it?
True that.
What?
Sorry, I've been watching American things.
Sons of Anarchy. He's in deep with Sam Crow.
Oh, what are you doing in a swing bin, Alok?
I'm hiding, Mrs. B, from various choirs. I think I might get out for a stretch, actually.
Oh, lovely Sue is coming. Back in your bin, Alok.
Bloody hell, actually. There's actually still bin juice in this. It seeped into my Reeboks, actually.
Hello, boys.
Hello, lovely
Sue.
Hello,
lovely Sue.
Mrs. Beck, do you want to join my splinter choir?
What's it called?
Song of Sport.
Nah, you're all right.
Didn't think so. Right, I'm calling it. Song of Sport Time of Death. Dave?
1:35, stat.
Oh, Sue, you're not doing your splinter choir anymore?
No, it's got one member, me, and that doesn't constitute a choir. You can't do harmonies with yourself, even if you have the multiple personality disorder, which Derek has. No, Song of Sport is finished.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, the fright I got. What are you doing in the bin, Alok?
I was seeing if I could fit in it, for a laugh.
Was it a laugh?
Yes.
I take it you've joined Burkitt's choir?
No.
Well, that's a surprise. Everyone else has.
But nobody likes Mrs. Burkitt. Always going on about ironing the bishop's Y-fronts like that makes her summit. I once washed Stevie Nicks' tights in a cauldron, but you don't hear me crowing about it. She's an awful woman.
Stevie Nicks?
No. Burkitt.
Oh, thank God. Oof.
You're preaching to the choir. Well, you would be if I had one. But her horror personality doesn't matter, seemingly.
Why not?
She's bribed them all with her joining incentives. Started with cakes.
Why didn't you make cakes? Your cakes are both amazing and great. With a 70% icing to sponge ratio.
Hey. Oh, no offence. To me, that's too much icing.
I know. And I did try cakes, but then she ups her game. Starts dishing out V-neck jumpers. Blue Harbour, no less.
Blue Harbour, top notch. I've never stood on a yacht personally, but in my Blue Harbour moleskins, I would be quite comfortable to do so.
So she was distributing V-necks. Any canary yellow ones?
I don't know. I thought about a run to Primark, maybe get a job lot of fleeces, you know, to compete. But I needn't have bothered, because then she brings out the big guns.
Guns? She gave them guns?
No.
Oh, Alok, get out of there. No member of my choir stands in a bin.
Choir Judas.
Sorry, actually.
Don't apologise to her. Here you are, Alok. As I promised, every member of Voice Sister.
Hairy hats.
Is that a...
A Texas Instruments calculator.
Mm-hmm. Read it and weep.
FX82 Casio.
Bribery, pure and simple. I wonder what the bishop has to say about it.
Look, everybody, I've written the word boobs upside down. Oh, this will go down a storm in Prague.
So what are these anyway, Sanjay? I mean, Cookie Monster.
It's me merch, lovely Sue. I've got merch. Alok sorted it.
Oh.
Obviously, we've had to move quickly because you've actually gone viral. But this is basically the big range of merchandise.
Mrs. Begg, say hello too.
Dad, people saying my things.
OMG, it's Thigh Master.
Thigh Master, stop saying my son's things.
OMG, Dad, that's my thing.
Bloody hell. Tell me to stop saying your things then, Sinji.
It's Cookie Monster.
I wish I was dead.
I want to see me merch.
Well, these are the Boggly Begs.
Boggly Begs? Are you mocking my thyroid condition?
Do you have a thyroid condition?
No, but it's the principle of it.
Ah, shame. Because if you did have a thyroid condition, I would say ownership.
I don't, so don't.
Well, they're just cute and cuddly wee furry creatures with boggly eyes and a ribbon coming off them that say Boggly Beg.
Aye, and they've pure got feet that are pure a goddamn sticker, so you can stick them to the edge of your monitor at work.
Are they not just those wee things the bank gave you when you opened a junior saver account?
Yes, Sue. They're the Bradford and Bingley Herberts. I've been saving these for a rainy day, actually.
Well, I don't like them. They don't say Mrs. Begg to me, and I am Mrs. Begg.
You don't understand, though. We've invented a backstory for them. They collect science fiction plates. They suffer from eczema.
Eczema!
And they all pure got off a manslaughter charge in North Carolina.
Period.
Right, well, that's fair enough, then. I'm not just a chump and a gratzy.
I am not a homophobe. I watched Orange is the Only Black. I didn't mean to. I thought it was Bad Girls, but I watched it right the way through, even though some of their antics made me physically sick. I'm not a homophobe.
Who's saying that you are a homophobe?
Oh, everyone. People in the street. That woman that looks like Charles Hawtrey that wears the high-tech squash trainers. I don't even know her name.
It's Heidi.
She spat at me.
Uh-huh.
There you are, Mrs. Barker, just slipping old sausage. I just went round to your caravan for the choir meeting, and there was no one there.
There's no choir, Your Highness. They've all deserted me. They all think I'm a homophobe.
Oh, do they? Well, that's unfortunate. I mean, I personally don't have a problem with it, but why would they think that?
Well, I have no idea.
Boys, why are you giggling?
Might have uploaded a clip that might have gone a teeny tiny toony bit viral.
And why would you do that?
Because I gave them a Texas Instruments calculator, Mrs. Burkett. So, nah.
Hashtag a retro a fun.
Oh, how could you? Texas Instrument calculators were my idea. Oh, I feel physically sick.
Pure play the goddamn clip, Grievo.
Oh, don't play it.
Get it played, Thigh Master.
So, Phyllis, Mrs. Burkett, Lady Phyllis of Mrs. Burkett, who will you have for your super match game matchup?
I'd like Patty. I'd like Patty. Oh, I'm sorry, Terry. Oh, my locket's gone down the wrong way.
Right, Duncan Norvell, what do you think of that?
Oh, right in my eye, Chesme.
Oh, dear, why did you spit the locket at the gay?
I didn't mean to spit it at him. I didn't mean to spit it at anyone. I mean, would you rather I spat it at Patty Boulay?
Oi, oi, oi.
Oh, for Pete's sake, no. Right, well, that's your choir stuff, Mrs. B.
Oh!
Not necessarily, Your Highness. I've got an idea.
Is the Lindsay entry to the West of Scotland Regional Choir Off. We are the Boggly Beg Sunshine Collective. On a count of three. One, two, three.
Chompana grazia, chompana grazia, chompana grazia, chompana grazia, chompana grazia.
Bags, Mags and Bags, with Ramesh, played by Sanjeev Kohli, Dave by Donald McCleary, Sanjay by Omar Raza, Alok by Sushil Kumar, Lovely Sue by Julie Wilson-Nimmo, Mrs. Burkett by Stuart Cairns, Bishop Briggs by Michael Redmond, Mrs. Begg by Marjorie Hogarth, Grebo by Manny Sumal, and Terry Wogan by Lewis MacLeod. The producer was Gus Beattie. Bags, Mags and Bags is a Comedy Unit production for BBC Radio 4.